Thank you again for joining us here on Hoosier Ag This Week. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and with 2024 coming to a close, we thought we'd take a look back at some of the top ag news stories that you heard us cover here on Hoosier Ag Today. The biggest story of the year may have been the volatility of the commodity markets and the continued drop that we're seeing in grain prices. In fact, if you compare the numbers at the close of trade on December 29th of last year and compare those to the close on Friday, December 27th of this year, the nearby contract for corn has fallen by 17.5 cents a bushel. Wheat is down by 81.5 cents a bushel. But the biggest drop that we've seen has been in soybeans. They've fallen by $3.13 a bushel this year alone. Market analyst Tom Fritz with EFG Group says one of the biggest factors pressuring the grain markets has been the competitiveness of corn and soybeans in South America, which he says will likely continue into 2025.
It's all about the big crop that's going to be coming out of Brazil within the next month and a half. We're still trying to figure out just how big it is. But right now, you know, to me, it's all about the soybean market and, you know, trying to find a bottom.
While grain prices have been dipping lower and lower, the yields for Indiana's corn and soybean crops have been climbing higher and higher, as Blake Russell with Channel Seed shared with Andy Eubank back in October.
Yeah, yields have been very good. We've had some, you know, great yields depending on locations. A couple places had a little bit of drought, but overall yields in both corn and soybeans have been very good, and our growers have met or exceeded expectations for this year.
However, we heard back in September from Dr. Darcy Talinko, field crop pathologist at Purdue, how tar spot was having an impact on corn yields.
Tar spot, initially, those spores need a lot of leaf wetness for those initial spores to infect and cause the disease. So in some areas, we've seen that where we've had the right moisture turned on the disease.
She also told us how red crown rot was rearing its ugly head and impacting Indiana's soybean crops.
This pathogen pretty much eats up the root system, and so we've seen up to 50% yield loss of those plants.
On the livestock side, Indiana's commercial poultry and dairy farms were spared from having positive cases of the bird flu virus. Back in March, the first case of the H5N1 virus was identified in dairy cattle. It's now been found across 16 different states, affecting nearly 900 different herds. Dr. Brett Marsh, who was state veterinarian with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health, told Hoosier Ag Today earlier this year just how difficult it is to stop the spread of the H5N1 virus.
Once it enters a state, they start with two or three, and the next thing you know, it's six and ten, et cetera, and so it moves within those populations. So we're trying to learn from an epi standpoint, so how is this virus moving? And it appears that it's people and hands and feet and cattle movements, and so we have to be aware that this virus is clearly on the move.
Dr. Marsh has since been hired as the new dean of Purdue's College of Veterinary Medicine. 2024 was also a year that brought about changes in leadership. Here in Indiana, Senator Mike Braun decided not to run for another term in Washington and instead had his sights set to run for Indiana governor. Republican delegates during the Indiana GOP convention last June chose Noblesville Minister Micah Beckwith as their lieutenant governor candidate. Here in Indiana, the lieutenant governor also serves as the head of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture. During the lieutenant governor debate that was held at the Indiana State Fair in August, Beckwith said that Braun had a plan to lower property taxes for Indiana's farmers.
Farmers have seen an increase from last year to this year, 26.2% increase in property taxes. That's insane. That's absolutely out of control. And farmers need the relief. The Braun Beckwith plan is going to bring that relief to farmers. We're going to make sure that they have, that never again will you ever be able to outpace economic growth of an area.
Braun easily beat his Democratic opponent, Jennifer McCormick, and he'll become Indiana's 52nd governor next month. Braun is keeping Don Lamb on board to continue serving as director of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture. Meanwhile, Donald Trump won the presidential election in November. He'll return to the White House as president in just a few weeks. Trump has nominated Brooke Rollins to serve as his next U.S. Ag Secretary. Trump's previous Ag Secretary, Sonny Perdue, shared his thoughts on Rawlins.
I love Brooke Rawlins. I think she has a heart for America. She has a heart for working people, and she understands the rural culture of America.
And finally, as we mentioned earlier in the show, it took until Friday, December 20th, for Congress to decide to extend the 2018 Farm Bill for another year. The House Ag Committee agreed to a Farm Bill back in May, but Senate Democrats didn't put out their version until the lame duck session late in the year. The 2018 Farm Bill has been extended through September 30th of 2025. And that does it for this week's edition of Hoosier Ag This Week. If you missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcast version. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. And on behalf of all of us here at Hoosier Ag Today, we wish you and your loved ones a happy new year and all the best for a prosperous 2025. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.